Welcome to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and working moms. I'm excited to be your host today. I'm Valerie Ashford Brown, transition coach, empowerment speaker, change management and leadership development expert, empowering you to make midlife your best life. I'm excited about today's show, so we're going to dive right in. For today, my guest is business coach and sales coach, Nefertaria Fonda. Nefertaria, thank you very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today on Women Boldly Living. It's a pleasure to have you taking some time out of your schedule to talk about how to get clear, get confident, and get cash. And I was excited about this conversation because I said, Nefertaria is coming today with all of her C's, how to get clear, how to get confident, and how to get cash. So I'm excited about this conversation. And Nefertaria, I'm going to let you tell the audience about yourself and what you do. So go ahead and share with us a little bit about yourself.
So I am Nefertaria Fonda, and I'm the president of Go Get It, Inc., and I'm a certified business and sales coach, author, as well as speaker, and I specialize in helping get-up-and-go parallelpreneurs. Parallelpreneurs are professionals who are building a service-based business of their own while working. I help them get clear on who they serve and how they serve them, confident in their selling skills so they can bring cash into their business.
I love that because when we were talking earlier about you coming on the show, I was like, parallelpreneur, she has to definitely tell us about that. And I like what you said about getting clear on who they serve, how they serve them, and get confident in that so that business owners, entrepreneurs can be confident in their sales skills and really bring cash into their business. I love that. So is your audience women? Is it all women, Nefertaria?
Yes.
All women? Okay. All right. Just wanted to know. So tell us your story about how you got started as a business and sales coach.
So similar to you, I started out as a certified professional coach, just like yourself. My focus initially was life, and then I niched down to personal finance, and I coupled that with credit repair. The certification program. And I decided that I wanted to work with those get-up-and-go parallelpreneurs. I wanted them to not just have the sales skills they need, but also have some business foundational things that they need to continue to propel themselves in their business. Because generally, they're good at their craft, but it's the business things where they kind of fall a little short.
Okay. And then for the parallelpreneur piece of that, you said those are professionals who are building a service-based business of their own while working. So that's like, I guess, people who are working their 9-to-5 but are also building a business as well, and that's where we get the parallel piece from. Am I interpreting that right?
Absolutely. I say of on their own because they're not in like a direct sales or MLM. It's not something that they bought into for a certain amount of money and now they started a business. Generally, it's something they're building from the ground up. That's their own. They're hanging up their own shingle, if you will.
Yes. Okay, I got it. So that would be me and a whole lot of other listeners here on the call. So that's good. I'm glad you made that clear because there is a difference between those who are doing multi-level marketing and those who are building a business organically or from the ground up, as you said. So, all right, I get it. So tell us about your purpose and your why and the difference that you want to make in those parallelpreneurs that you're called to serve.
I would say for me, I feel my purpose with dealing with those get up and go parallelpreneurs is that I want them to know that it's okay to love Christ, do what they love, and make cash doing it. And my why behind that is because we allow the fact that we love God, that we allow some people to pimp our services to the point that we can burn out and, you know, continue to stay in our professions and never see anything beyond that cubicle or whatever it is that you may be doing, even though God has called you to something greater of your own. Mm-hmm. so you can reach who you're supposed to reach. But because we love God, sometimes people want to get our services for free or next to nothing. And I don't like that. I feel like just because we love God, we should definitely be compensated for whatever it is that God has for us to do on this earth. And I personally feel that I am called to those get up and go parapreneurs. They look to build a premium brand for high profile clients, and they take everything to God and they won't give up.
Oh my gosh. You said so much in that. I mean, did you say pimp out of the money? You said something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like,
pimp us out of our services. Pimp us out of our services. Absolutely.
Yes, you said pimp us out of the services. And that is really, you said a mouthful, because that's really good. A lot of times as Christian business owners, we come to the table thinking that we shouldn't be paid what anybody else would be paid, and knowing that God gives us the opportunity to have wealth. And then also people look at us too when they see that we're Christians, and they don't want to pay us what we're actually worth. And then the last time I checked, Christians have to, you know, they have to survive as well. We have to eat, sleep, and so forth and so on. So just because we're a Christian does not mean that we should be pimped out of our services. And then also we have to think with ourselves as being Christians that we actually deserve to be paid what we were. Because I think that's a big part of it too, is that sometimes as Christian business owners and entrepreneurs, we don't think that we deserve to be paid what we're worth, just like someone who may be working in a secular environment who may not be a Christian, may be a non-Christian. Would you agree with that? The whole mindset piece is behind this too?
Absolutely. And we have such a heart to serve and to help people that sometimes we wanting to help them so bad supersedes the fact that we have bills to pay. There's things that we want to do. And it takes money to build a kingdom. Even after you get all that you need to get, if you're trying to have a legacy, if you're trying to build a transitional home for your church, whatever it is that you want to do, it's going to take money. Things move and evolve, and change happens when you have money.
Yes. Now that is very true. And I like what you said about legacy, because I'm big on legacy. If we're going to empower our generation and generations to come, it is about legacy. And a lot of times it does take money to do some of the things that we want to do in order to impact and influence the next generation. So I love that what you talk about with legacy. That's really good. Tell me though, with your purpose, your why, you talked about that and the difference you want to make and who you're called to serve. Now with that, we talked about mindset too being like one of the challenges of being in this parallelpreneur stage. What are some of the other challenges that you find when we are, you know, working this 9-to-5 and have our other business? What are some of the other challenges that you found?
So one of the biggest challenges I would say is the time, because you're currently dedicating a minimum of 40 hours to your profession. And if you're married or a committed relationship, have children or even pets, those individuals also require time. So it's just very important to combat that challenge with getting clear on how much time you really have to devote to this business. When you take care of spouse, children, church, or volunteer work, or any other things or people that require time from you, how much time do you really have to devote to the business? It's not as simple as I work 40 hours a week and I got 20 hours left that I can do my business. It's not always that simple.
Okay.
I will also say one of the things that come up for those go-get-it type of parallelpreneurs is not knowing how to sell and then not want to come off as pushy.
Okay.
And the thing of it is, you can't be passive. You definitely have to be proactive when it comes to that. And I think sometimes they feel like they're being pushy on certain leads, it's because of what the third challenge is. They're not attracting mm-hmm. their ideal clients. You know, ideal clients for me and for my parallelpreneurs are high profile clients. You know, they're trying to put they're trying to put their pearls on pigs instead of peacocks and poodles, right? So you're feeling like you got to be pushy because the people you're trying to reach are not ideal. What you have to offer is not something that they're ready for or mm-hmm. take value in.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to ensure that what you're putting out is for the people that you're meant to serve and understand mm-hmm. that it's going to repel the ones that you're not and be okay with
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is good. This is good. I like what you said at the very beginning. It's time.
Yeah.
There's a problem. Yeah, with time. And I even heard, I think it was T.D. Jakes that talked about, a lot of times we don't have a time management problem. We have a task management problem. And I think about that in relation to business owners and entrepreneurs, that it is a lot of times, it's a lot of tasks that you end up doing and you have to outsource in order to get rid of some of those tasks and then have more time. So I definitely can identify with that. But how do you teach your clients to get past some of those challenges that you just mentioned? Any tips and strategies for our listeners?
Of course. To talk about the mindset, I'm a God girl. I love the Lord. So I'm always in uh-huh. here. I'm always in His Word. I'm always like, look here, God, let's talk about what I got going on. You know,
I know. Yes.
I combat whatever I be saying to myself with scripture that mm-hmm. supports what I want to believe about myself, what I want to believe about my business, what I'm here to do.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the time piece, definitely them taking the time to really see what their schedule really looks like for their business, and then being consistent to that commitment and sharing that with whoever they also share time with. So, honey, my business hours are X. Kids, I need you to take on more responsibility because mom's building the business. That's going to be the legacy for you during these hours. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? You have to communicate mm-hmm. that with the people that have an expectation of your time or used to you being at every beck and call. But now things are shifting. Things are changing. And they will be okay with that, but you have to set the boundary and make them respect the boundary as well.
Okay. Yep, go ahead. I'm listening. All ears. Okay. Go ahead.
As far as the selling piece, selling becomes easy when you're selling to your ideal client. It comes hard, like I said, when you're trying to give your pearls to a pig. That's when it becomes hard. When you're trying mm-hmm. to convince somebody that is a tire kicker, a price negotiator, or a freebie seeker, that they should invest in the transition that you provide, the service that you offer. And you won't have to be pushy, definitely proactive, but you won't have to be pushy when you are attracting the right people. You're attracting those high profile clients because you're repelling the pigs.
I love that. I have never heard the stop giving your pearls to the pig. I love it, though. I love it. Stop giving your pearls to the pig. Okay. It was something else you said, though, Nefertaria. You said mm-hmm. along with stop giving your pearls to the pig. And then it was something that you said after that that was really important, too. And I want you to go back there. You said with some of the challenges, what was time, and then stop giving your pearls to the pig. And then it was that other piece that went along with that. Can you repeat that part?
Time, the selling piece.
Yes, okay.
Yes, it's the selling. Some of them just don't know how to sell, period, or they don't want to come off pushy. They don't know how to sell, period. They figure they build it, they will come. They feel like if they want it, they'll follow it with me or they'll just pay, but no. The big brands continue to market. They continue to advertise. They continue to tell you to come in and try their latest, greatest, take advantage of, or whatever. Why do we think we put up a website? Why do we think we get a logo? Why do we think we get some business cards and we don't have to do anything else? Faith without works is dead, period.
Yes. It is. This is a great conversation that we're having right now, and we're going to just pause for a moment and take a quick commercial break. So everyone, this is Valerie Asher Brown, and you're listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast with my exceptional guest today, business and sales coach Nefertaria Fonde. And we're talking about how to get clear, get confident, and get cash. But stay with us. Give us a moment to take a break, and then we'll be right back.
Have you heard about the new Black Business Directory? Welcome to Click Urban. Here, you can find hundreds of businesses owned by us. Whatever business professional you're looking for, they're right here. And the best part is, membership is absolutely free.
Just go to www.theclickurban.com, sign up for a free account, create your free listing, and boom, you're done.
Begin surfing the largest Black business directory online and be seen by hundreds of customers and clients all in one place. Get exposure on all of the major search engines, including Google. Our innovative platform includes search engine optimization that will make your listing easy to find. This is the hottest new business directory created for us, by us.
Join today. Go to www.theclickurban.com.
This is Valerie Asher Brown, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Coaching and Consulting. I'm a certified professional coach, empowerment speaker, change management and leadership development expert, assisting women going through a life change. I transition you from a place of overwhelm to a place of overflow so you can start living and stop merely existing. Are you looking to change careers or trying to go back to work after a long break or even feeling stuck? Have you said to yourself that you're too old, it's too late, and things just won't happen for me? Are you tired of juggling your faith, your family, and yourself, often getting nowhere fast? If you desire to reawaken and reignite your purpose, I invite you to connect with me. I assist clients by using the shift method to move to the next level. You may contact me at 240-681-9375. And you can also email me at info@ValerieAshfordBrown.com. And you can visit my website at ValerieAshfordBrown.com. And finally, I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn as the same name, ValerieAshfordBrown.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. All right, so we're back. I want to thank you all for joining me again. We're talking today about how to get clear, get confident, and get cash with my guest, Nefertaria Fonde. And I'm excited about this conversation. We left out with Nefertaria telling us about how we can get through some of the challenges of being a parallelpreneur. And she is just throwing some gems at us today. The one that I love so far is talking about stop giving your pearls to the pig. And as far as selling and not knowing or don't know how to sell, but don't want to be pushy. All of this is good stuff. And I know that the listeners are getting a lot of information and tips and strategies on how to get the cash and get this clarity that we all need to move forward in business. Nefertaria, I know that you have a book out called ACT, A-C-T. So tell us about your book.
Okay. So the book title is How to ACT, and ACT is an acronym for Activate Your Faith, Commit to Your Plan, and Take Action That Will Change Your Life. The book was created as a very simple read meant for you to get inspired, whether it was on the way back to your desk from your break or you just needed to pick me up in the middle of the night. And it gives you simple, actionable steps, as well as every act has a prayer to go along with it. It helps you with broad subjects such as faith, finances, as well as freedom as it pertains to entrepreneurship.
And where can we find your book?
It's available on Amazon.
Okay. Is it also on your website, Nefteria?
It is as well. My website is
No, go ahead. Give us that information, please.
www.nefteriafonde.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for sharing that. What are some business lessons you can share with regard to the get clear, get confident, and get cash? And I know that's probably going to be maybe a lot to unpack, but what about us talking about some of the business lessons, maybe one or two, on how you assist your clients with getting clear?
So with getting clear, it's basically you have to put a stake in the ground and determine and decide who you want to work with. Because we are so talented in so many ways, a lot of times we want to help everyone. But when you're trying to help everyone, you're not just helping anyone. And then that's when you start attracting all kinds of people, all kinds of situations, because there was no clarity and conciseness in who it is that you directly want to work with and who will get the most benefit and transformation from working with you. So we really dig deep on who that person is. It's more than what kind of car they drive, what kind of money they make if they're married or single. It's more so about who they are as a person. How do they like to travel? Do they only travel first class, or are they looking for the best rate and they own a rate watch, right? It's those kind of things. How do they like to maneuver? Like, how do they like to be catered to when it comes to customer service? All those kind of things play into it more beyond they're married, they're single, they're women, they're men, they're this age, that age. You've got to really understand how they move around, how they buy, how they shop, what makes the difference for them. Is it a discount or is it the level of service you provide?
That's really good. Well, what about one tip on getting confident? What about that?
The tip I would say as far as getting confident, how you practice is how you play. So even though you may still be working your full-time job and you may go to events, I tell my clients no longer lead with, I am this position at this company. You lead with the business that you're building. So that you can start letting people know that this is what I'm doing. Whether you're volunteering, because everybody asks that question, what it is that you do. And I want you to lead with what it is you that what it is that you do as far as your business goes. Because we're so used to hanging on what comes in the clout to a title or a company or a job that we shy away from what we're building for the legacy. So no, no more. Not on FWatch. What you will lead with is, I am CEO, I am founder, I am president of X, and this is who I help.
So I love it. I love it.
Absolutely.
I tell you, yes, I love it. How to get clear, get confident, and listen, I can't leave the listeners hanging. You got to tell us how to get the cash. Get the cash. Yes, tell us.
I would say when it comes to getting the cash, you definitely have to make sure you're following up with anybody inquired about your service. You also got to make sure you're prioritizing the cash getting activities in your business. You know, sometimes we like to play in the pretty, the logo, the colors and all that stuff. But no, you need to be picking up the phone. You need to be following up. You need to be sending emails. You need to be getting pitched on podcasts. You need to be doing the things that can bring cash into your business immediately or over a long time.
Love it. This is good information, very good information. Anything else you want to say anything else you want to add to that?
I also like to say that clarity comes through action. So we have to try, we have to test, and we have to tweak and repeat. So sometimes we think something is not working, but we didn't try it but one time.
That's true.
And we're on to the next thing, or in our industry, the shiny object.
Yes.
So if how you first got your client was networking, why would you stop and go try to run a Facebook ad that you know nothing about?
Okay. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's it.
That is good. Now you said clarity comes through action, and you have to try, test, and tweak. Did I get that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. That is good stuff. That's good stuff. So as we come to the end, and I hate to end in my shows, I have such exceptional guests. I tell you, it's amazing the guests that I have on, and I really love what I do. But I want you to talk just a little bit about some of the challenges you've had as a woman in business, because the audience, it's a mixed audience, but it is a lot of women. There are a lot of women that listen to Women Boldly Living podcast. So just maybe tell us one challenge you have as a woman in business.
I would say it's probably that need or want in the beginning of wanting to help everyone.
Yeah.
You know, especially when I was in the financial space, you know, I was so adamant, you know, about, oh, no man, nothing but to love him. And wanting to help people that didn't want to help themselves or want to make the necessary sacrifices to get the reward. They wanted quick fixes. And however, when there was a male that was telling you how to snowball your debt or how to pay your debt down, you were signing up left and right, bringing your friends and all of those kind of things. So sometimes in the beginning for me, the challenge was my words weren't being received.
Gotcha. Okay.
Even though they were the same as a male that was saying the same thing.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know a number of people have said that. I've heard other women say the same thing. There definitely is not equity when it comes to men and women in business, and then also even those of us that are in our jobs, in our 9-to-5 jobs. So that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, I want to come to the part in the show where we have a lightning round. And the lightning round is where we have very short answers, where I ask you a question and you answer as quickly as possible. So we're going to go to that. Yes. So here we go. I know my greatest strengths are, or you can even give one strength, but what is your greatest strength?
I would say my greatest strength is being able to take the chaos of like ideas and the confusion of your thoughts, your composition books and brain dumps, and giving you a diamond clear path to the cash. A lot of times we're all over the place because we're so creative. So just think of the yarn that the cat has put in, you know, it's tangled. And then I take all of that and make you a beautiful sweater.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So I would say that's my greatest strength.
Yes. Making that order out of chaos and confusion. I love it.
Yes.
What about your favorite business tool? Do you have a favorite business tool?
I'm setting the attention today that it's going to be Google Analytics. It's a tool that I'm recently trying to take some interest in and learn to know better. So I'm setting the attention today on your podcast that Google Analytics is going to be my favorite business tool.
Okay. I love
it. Because of the data that it provides is so useful to you, but we want to set it up and leave it, and we can't.
Yes. Okay, that's good. I love that. And then the last question in the lightning round is, what is your favorite quote?
I would say my favorite quote is by Kevin Gates, and that anything lost can be found again, except for time wasted.
I love that. Anything lost can be found again, except for time wasted. Got it. That is good. I didn't know that one, so I have to adapt that one too. As of today, I love that. So, Nefertaria, we're coming to the end of the show, and I want you to give. I know, right? We have such an amazing time. I'm telling you, we have such an amazing time. I love it.
But tell the listeners where they can find you on social media and give us the information on your website again.
Okay, sure. So on social media, I'm everywhere at Necessary Afande. And my website is www.necessaryafande.com.
Yes. And then also, Nefertaria, tell us about your networking event that happens virtually on the first Tuesday of the month. Tell us a little bit about that and how we can get connected there as well.
Okay. So as far as the virtual networking event, like you said, it happens the first Tuesday of every month. It's an hour long. It's for parallelpreneurs to come in an intimate, secure environment where you can also practice that 30 seconds that we talked about, where when you're out and about, that's what you should be leading with. It also gives you an opportunity to meet other people that understand that time is limited and understand some of your challenges as a parallelpreneur, and just to start to build that community and connection as well as contact.
All right. Thank you very much for giving us that information. And again, I want to thank you for such an amazing show today. Thank you for joining us. I know the listeners have picked up so much information because I picked it up. I know they had to as well. But I want to thank you once again for joining us. And for the listeners, remember to tune in each Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. for the Women Boldly Living podcast. If you need to reach out to me for transition coaching, speaking, change management, and leadership development support, please do so by email at info@valerieashfordbrown.com, or you can check my website at www.valerieashfordbrown.com. And if it's absolutely urgent, you can call me at 240-681-9375. Again, I want to thank you all for listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where you not only survive, but you thrive in this thing called life. Have a good day, everyone.